Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Monday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria on the square in Frankfort. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com. Made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
SkyWatch weather forecast is some sunshine this morning. We'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high at 53 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low at 32. And then cloudy tomorrow with a high of 45. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high 52. And looking ahead till Thursday, partly cloudy skies hang with us with a high 58. I'm liking the 50s, Ken. It's nice to see the 50s, even though it's cloudy.
Yeah, but it does get down. The problem is it still gets cold enough at night, and you got to go scrape in the morning.
Yeah. They're talking about a slight chance of some overnight rain through the week, too.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, I'm done scraping. If we don't have to scrape again the rest of the year,
I'd be happy.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
36 now from your official weather station, WILO. Wow, what about these winds yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, I guess, is when they started to kick in, because that's when the station started to go off the air. And it was probably the strongest sustained winds I've ever seen in my life yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as being sustained,
you know,
crazy.
As I was in here yesterday, just like it was, you know, you don't really understand how many sounds you hear in this building when the wind is blowing like crazy.
Yeah. Same at the house, too. I was very aware of some weird. I saw things blowing around yesterday. I guess it could have been worse with trees down and stuff, because it was just crazy just to hear it just whipping at the windows. And I think we finally figured it out last night. If some of you noticed, both of our radio stations went off the air
mm-hmm.
a couple times over the weekend. Russ and our engineer Mike Sinecki, they seem to think that the lines being so tight on the poles, when they get waving a little bit and bouncing up and down, it kind of creates a little short there, and everybody loses power for a second or two. And we got these big black boxes that are USB battery backups, and we put all those in about a year ago. Don't know why they weren't working yesterday or the day before or the day before. But they're still here, and they're not beeping, so I thought that meant that they were ready to go, but they didn't obviously do their job.
Yeah.
So we're going to see one more thing to put on our list to do this week, so we'll figure that out. But
we have lists of things to do.
Man, this coronavirus thing has got me hopping trying to keep track of everything.
Yeah, it's doing the same thing for me, and I'm trying to, you know, get everything ready. You know, you're trying to do a sports show for Saturday, and, you know, there's no sports going on, but, you know, we still battle on and go from there.
Yeah, try to find some sports to talk about.
Yep.
Well, you'll probably have to get more creative, too, over the next several months.
I will.
We got a little bit of a plan on that, though, so we'll see what we can do. And we can always change and pivot if we need to there, too.
Uh-huh.
But I'm more concerned this morning about the radio stations being off the air. I'm a little nervous as to why these black boxes weren't doing their jobs. But But came in several times this weekend to, once we lose power, the computers, you have to physically do a few things. You can't just automate it to start back up. So somebody has to be here and restart it, and it's a little bit of a process. So,
gosh, as much as I've been here, I'm surprised I didn't run into you this weekend.
I know. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. Okay, so here we are on a Monday. Hope you're enjoying the quarantine. I hope everybody's just, again, patient, right? And Ken and I have lives too, and we got a couple kids at the house, so we're in the same boat there as a lot of you are, the palatial Keith estate, with kids just being around and it just getting on, you know, everybody getting on each other's nerves if you're on top of each other for a couple weeks. So far, pretty good. So far, so good.
Yeah, everybody's stress level is going to have to be monitored because that's going to be the thing that's going to trigger some things.
Yeah. Well, the kids think it's summer break, you know, so no homework, no.
Yeah, right.
You sleep in till noon, and, you know, so.
Not quite.
We're trying to put the stop on that real quick. But we are right in the middle of a national pandemic, this coronavirus. We hear all kinds of news over the weekend, some good, some bad. And then it gets us, reminds us that what we need to do is deal with things locally, right? We got to keep an eye on local stuff. So we will continue our WILO Chamber of Commerce, Clinton County Leading in Uncertain Times. We'll be doing that every weekday until it warrants us to do it no more. That will be a beautiful day. But we're going to do that every weekday here inside Party Line at around 8:45 every weekday morning. This morning, I believe we're going to be talking with Rodney Wan,
yep,
who is the Health Department Director in Clinton County.
And then we're going to keep on following that afterwards at 9 with Dr. Steve Tharp and Dana Longnecker from the Clinton County Health Department.
So we're going to be, very. It's a healthy Monday.
Yeah, very. Well, we hope it's healthy
on Party Line. Yeah, we hope. Dr. Steve Tharp and Dana Longnecker of the Clinton County Health Department. And really, there's nobody who would have any more information than they would. So
that's true. I
mean, this should be an informative.
Yeah, yes, it should be.
Way to start the week. Frankfort Park Superintendent Bart Craning going to be on the phone tomorrow talking with us. And is it right we're going to have Jeff Hardesty on April 1st?
Yep.
It's not an April Fool's prank.
No, it's not.
So we'll have Jeff Hardesty, because there's nothing more apropos right now than maybe getting out. If you're trying to get out, maybe get out and clean out some flower beds, right?
Well, but I'll tell you what, I drove around yesterday, and a lot of people's yards need mowed.
Yeah, I know.
But you might sink your lawnmower and never be able to get it back out.
I know. Chell and I were talking about that, too, and she said last year the first time you mowed was April 8th, so I've got about a week from where.
Mm-hmm.
We almost need a mowing, but not quite.
Yeah, there's some yards that are starting to look a little ragged.
And once you start it, you know,
you got to keep going.
Yeah, so there's no mowing it and then waiting until mid-May.
No.
So maybe that'll be something. I'm sure Jeff will have all kinds of little helpful hints and ideas to maybe just get out of the house and go to your garage. And,
of course, it hasn't been that warm. It's been windy. It's been wet.
Yeah.
So
I was able to clean up the yard one day last week. I think it was last weekend I just got out there, but I had to bundle up.
Yep.
Later this week, the Purdue Extension Office and then Clinton County Commissioners on the phone on Friday, one of them.
Yes.
Saw this Nixle alert, I think it was late last night. Yeah,
yes, it was.
8:09.
Mm-hmm.
And this is good. I'm sure Rodney will talk more about this.
And I know Laura will talk about it Wednesday when she's in here. Or on the phone, I should say.
Clinton County has opened up a call center. The Clinton County Health Department in community partnership with Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition started operations for a countywide call center for everybody with general questions concerning the COVID-19 pandemic, the status of county testing, what to do if you have symptoms, and many other areas of assistance. This is good here. I'm glad to see they're doing this. The call center will be funded by the Clinton County government and coordinated with the Clinton County Emergency Management Agency and 911. And so the phone number, the public can call into the center using 765-652-6501. That's 652-6501.
And make sure you get the hours down there.
Okay. The initial hours of operation are 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then 4 to 6 each day, Monday through Friday. So basically 4 hours a day then.
Right, and it could become more if needed.
Okay. So again, those hours are 10 till noon and 4 to 6 each Monday through Friday. The phone number is 652-6501. Now, healthcare providers with general questions on testing and criteria can call the center, dialing 765-652-6502. But if you're a member of the public, it's 652-6501. So during the hours that the call center is not staffed, general questions from the public or healthcare provider inquiries can also be directed to 877-826-0011. And they say it's available 24/7. But again, the local number, 10 till noon and 4 to 6 each weekday, is 652-6501. I hope people are smart about that, Ken, using that phone number.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
They're not calling to ask about recycling or anything.
Well, I'm not going to go there. I can have so much fun with that. I won't even go there.
Talked to Janine Burroughs last week, and she was telling us about a few things that have went into effect due to the COVID-19 developments with the Clinton County Civic Theater. Of course, the most recent guidelines are limited social gatherings to no more than 10 people and social distancing of 6 feet or greater. And based on the council and the safety of the patrons and actors, they've made the difficult decision to cancel their show that was going to be in April, called 39 Steps. Now, their policy states they do not offer refunds for canceled shows, but they can offer the following options. You can exchange your ticket for a future show or donate the value of your ticket back to CCCT to be used for future shows and scholarships. If you have any questions, you can call them at 765-654-6307, and we'll remind you a little bit more of that. Until we can get Rodney on the line, we've got Larry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
You can ask Rodney this question if you're talking about the guy from the health department.
Yep.
How well is our hospital situated in case we have an outbreak?
Yep, we've been asking that a little bit. I'm going to guess, you know, the answer is probably the best we can be, but probably not that good. Nobody's ready for it.
Well, you know, something else you need to understand, too, Larry, there are three hospitals here in town.
True.
Well, there's one hospital and some clinics, right?
Well, you've got IU Health, you've got Witham, and you've got St. Vincent. They're all three here.
Now, are they? Okay. Now, I thought they were just like clinics.
They are, but the problem is clinics is, you know, there's, you know, IU Health's got another clinic, and of course IU Health still got their hospital. So
we got. No, I just want. Go on.
You know, go ahead. You.
I was just wondering about it, Ken.
Okay.
I'm a regular customer out there, it seems like, so I just wondered how well they were set up for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any hospital that would say they're ready to go.
Well, I don't know how you can say if you can ready to go or not, because I don't think anybody really knows what to expect.
Yeah, that's nobody knows.
Now, this is one of my complaints. they run exercises ever so often. That place in Maryland where the military does their chemical warfare stuff, testing.
Right.
And they ran an exercise for this in January or December, I believe it was, and showed how inadequate we were, but nobody paid attention.
Oh, yeah.
That's my gripe.
Well, you know, they would say, hey, until we need it, we don't need it, and we got other things to do right now, you know?
Yeah, well, evidently, we do need it now, don't we?
Yeah.
That's my comment. We should be prepared for the worst and hope for the best.
For sure.
And we're going to have another one of these things in a few years. We got lucky with Ebola because they kept that in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we got real lucky with that disease.
Hey, call us back, Larry, if you get a chance.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, it is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times. We're trying to talk with movers and shakers across Clinton County. And today we talk with Rodney Wan, Health Department Director for Clinton County. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So, I guess first of all is that, you know, you got your call center going right off the top here. That's something brand new starting today.
Yes, sir. 10 a.m. is the first opening moments of it, and we're hoping to give some additional information to folks in the county.
And that goes 10 a.m. to noon and 4 to 6, right?
Right, initially, and the folks running it will monitor the calls and expand it accordingly.
What about the testing that we were that the county was after? They said got the funds for your department, and are those kits coming? Where are they, or what's going on?
Well, what we did get was approval, and what we have done once we got approval was to explore the possibilities of getting an account set up with two different labs, one of which was the RIA, which is Diagnostics, which is just located in Zionsville. We had gotten quotes back from both of those organizations, quite a wide range in the quoting price per test. They would be providing us with the swabs and do the diagnostic testing of it at the lab. About the same time as that was occurring, the private lab business got really big and got really busy. And we have not had a call back from them since. We continue to pursue that. But I think what's happening is the hospital systems in Indiana are grabbing up all that capacity right now.
So basically, we don't have, except for the hospitals themselves, you guys don't have any testing kits as of right now.
Correct. And we continue to explore. As a matter of fact, when I'm done on the calls today, I'll be back on the phones exploring some additional options that I've been directed to take a look at, and we'll continue to advocate for further testing in the county each and every day.
You know, we just got a call. We had a caller call in and said, you know, are our facilities ready to go in case this does happen? If we get a full-blown outbreak, are they ready to go, and can they handle some things?
Well, and I think you gentlemen touched on it. There is no facility in the United States that is ready for a full-blown outbreak. What we can hope for is that if a community bands together and cooperates and we have leaders that will work to organize what resources we do have, we can come up with some plans that will help us get through it. The biggest and most important message still with all of that in mind is flattening the curve and trying to make sure we don't allow that to happen in our community, and that's through social distancing and staying home, especially staying home if you're ill, because this will help us to keep our resources at the hospitals and the care centers from getting overwhelmed.
Okay, with that in mind, what are the main symptoms of people, if they think they have, what is the main symptoms that need to be, maybe you need to go to the hospital for?
You need to call the hospital or your medical provider first, but the symptoms are fever, a cough, and shortness of breath.
Okay. So basically your respiratory system.
Upper respiratory, that's correct.
Okay.
And those with underlying medical conditions that feel as though they may have those symptoms need to reach out to their medical provider as soon as possible. Those who have it and are not suffering from any respiratory distress need to self-isolate at home and monitor their situation to make sure it doesn't change, but to try to get themselves recuperated at home.
Okay, the president extended the social distancing for another 30 days last night. Is that enough, or is that just a start?
We hope that will be enough, but we will not know until we're probably halfway through that 30 days. Those that are talking right now say that this is probably somewhere around a 12-week type of scenario. And in that 12 weeks, it doesn't seem to want to peak until the fifth or seventh week. And right now, Indiana overall is maybe in its fourth week, and Clinton County is even further behind than that. So a month may not be enough for all of us.
All right. If somebody's got a question for Rodney, they could give us a quick call. We'll try to pass that along your way. Rodney, do you have any idea how many people have been tested in Clinton County?
I have. That's a moving target, but yeah. Right now, as of last week, I would say somewhere around 40 to 50 people have been tested in the county.
And we only have one confirmed test as of right now.
That's correct.
That's a decent number for, you know, that's more than you want, but I'm saying it's not as bad as it could be.
Sure, and realize there's testing going on of our residents in other counties, and now that private labs are involved, there's a little bit of a delay in that reporting. Private labs aren't required to report any negative tests, only positives. So those numbers won't be as consistent anymore now that private labs are involved.
How frustrating is it for you guys to, you know, not being able to be involved like you want to be and just tell them, you know, the private labs have kind of taken over for right now? Is that frustrating for you guys, or exactly how does it play into the situation?
It's been very frustrating. We are on conference calls twice a week with the state health department, and we have conveyed to them what our needs are and what our desires are, and we have conveyed our frustration to them, and I think we're going to see some additional answers out of the State Department of Health shortly.
What kind of answers are you hoping for besides you get your test?
Well, it's any type of support that will allow more testing in those communities that are requesting it would be a move in the right direction right now.
So, okay. Kevin, you got anything right now?
No, I just I think the phone number is a good idea there, Rodney, and hopefully that'll be able to answer a lot of folks' questions, you know?
Yes. I think it's a good tool to get and this come about because, of course, our plan is to keep consistent message out there with the EMA and our commissioners and our mayoral to make sure everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. And this tool will help us if we do have additional testing, if we do have additional information, and then to be able to get the most current info to folks on a regular basis.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to add that you would like to have out there?
Just the fact that social distancing works, that we've got to stay that course in the county, that every county in this point in time are going to be able to write their own history depending on how well they comply with that. So let's write a good history for Clinton County.
Okay. Rodney, we appreciate your time today.
Certainly. Thank you, gentlemen, for helping us get the message out.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. All right. That is WILO, Chamber of Commerce, Clinton County, leading in uncertain times. We also have Russ Casper. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning. I had a question for Rodney. Is he still on?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I was going to ask him, and maybe if he could call back, I'm wondering if there's a good way to go about when you get up every morning, kind of go through a 1-2-3 routine. For instance, first thing you do, you take your temperature and see if it's normal. You got a baseline going on there, and you can watch that. And then I was told that if you take a big deep breath of clean air and hold it for about 10 seconds, and then when you exhale, if you do not cough, and your temperature is stably normal, then that's a pretty good indicator that you're good to go and go about your business. And that was my question.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he could call back. We could ask that of maybe our experts we have here. I do have Dana and also Dr. Tharp on the line. I wasn't going to bring him in until another 5 minutes or so, but I could ask them that question right now.
Another way to phrase it, what would be a good morning routine? You get your baseline going on, and that you can be pretty, you kind of self-test. What's the best 1-2-3-4 self-test, short of an actual test? And we know fever, we know cough, but if you could have some kind of a routine, I thought that'd be nice. And something like holding your breath, I heard, is something that it's pretty hard to have coronavirus and not cough after you hold your breath. But maybe that's a rumor that should be dispelled.
Dr. Tharp and Dana Longneck are here online too, so maybe they could answer that question. Good morning.
Yeah, great. I'll hang up.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good to hear you.
Yeah. good to hear you, Russ.
Did you hear the question?
I did. You know, I don't think that there's any particular morning routine or anything that people need to be considering. You know, the temperature that we're talking about is a significant temperature elevation. So, you know, if you have a fever, that would be important. But I don't know that you need to check every morning to be sure that you don't have a fever. On the other hand, we want you to remember the things you do need to do, which are, keeping your hands washed frequently, staying at home unless you really have urgent things that need to be done. That's the governor's proclamation. I think the question, if you don't have a cough that comes spontaneously, I'm not sure that deep breathing would be a good indicator. I've not heard that one, but I suppose if you start coughing, that would be something to think about.
Very good. Okay. So how do you think Clinton County is doing overall? Are we behaving? What do you think?
I don't know how isolated people have been. That's a very difficult thing to check unless you're, counting traffic and doing things like that. What I will say is that the county in general is not as advanced as Marion County as far as the percentage of people with cases that we know about and evidence of the virus impacting us. That sounds good. It does mean that we are not as far along on the curve, but we will expect to be increasing now that we do have positive tests in the community.
Steve, what's it going to take for us to get to that positive curve that you just mentioned?
That positive curve is going to go up faster if people are not following the self-isolation rules and are out visiting with other folks and not keeping social distance as we have recommended. So it's not a question of what does it take to spike the curve. What it takes and make it reach its apex. So it's our goal is to slow that. So that really means that people need to be following the recommendations so that we don't get a huge surge any more than we have to of cases when it does come.
Is the social distancing requirement that President Trump went ahead and increased last night, is that long enough in your mind? Should we increase the distance, or what's your thoughts on that?
We will not know whether, how long is long enough until we have reached the point where both as a local entity and as a nation gotten over the peak and the cases are diminishing and we're not seeing new cases. That would be really the time that we would do that. I actually fear that we're not going to get done with this in a month, that it's gonna need to go on even longer. We may need to make modifications because of availability of our essentials and the way things go on, but I would be suspicious that we're going to take longer than everybody hopes for. Thinking more like fall.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, the last time you and I talked about this, you said about 3 or 4 months, and you thought the first case was back, in March, if I remember, or maybe February, when the first one was discovered. Was that about correct?
Well, that's in the country.
Yeah. So I was going to say, do you still anticipate that timeline, or do you anticipate, are you going to go take it into the fall now?
3 or 4 months would take it pretty much into the fall. I think that what we're what we're seeing is a peak in New York, and in fact, we're hoping it's a peak because it hasn't shown any signs of starting to decrease at all. I think that places like Florida are a good 2 to 3 weeks behind New York and the Seattle area. I think that means that we are on track for more like at least 2 more weeks before we see a peak and possibly a little bit longer.
Steve, I have a question. Is there any evidence that we can take any hope in that this particular class of virus does not like the warmer temperatures and the abundance of ultraviolet radiation? For instance, it'll be interesting to see what happens in Florida if it has the same curve as New York and Seattle that you know as this thing. Any hope in that area, or do you know that for a fact it's really irrelevant?
You know, I really don't know that we know anything about whether or not the warm weather will affect this particular virus. What I will say is that this is a new virus, so the process that we see with it is a little bit different than what we see with influenza outbreaks, because people do have partial immunity to influenza already, and that that helps to mitigate and change the pattern a little bit. So we don't know for sure what this is going to do, but I am pretty confident that once we've had people who have had the illness, that those people will likely be protected by their the antibodies that they produce to the virus, and that will eventually be the key to controlling the virus. If we can get a vaccine going, then that will make things a lot faster as far as being able to stop the progression of the virus and take care of things. But those are variables that we do not really know yet, and so all we can do is hope, and hope is good. I'm not saying that it's not possible to see a big peak go through and really change the character after that. But we need to see. We don't know yet.
I know that polio kept coming in waves year after year, didn't it? Until 1950, when they came up with the polio vaccine, it kept coming back, and still is to this very day. It kind of resurrects and keeps going. So until we get a vaccine, we might see a carousel.
Yeah, the vaccine is our ultimate answer for controlling this virus, and hopefully it'll come earlier rather than later.
Russ, would you like to hang with us?
I appreciate you asking. I appreciate very much that Doctor, that you're on, and also Rodney, and call us anytime. You know, we'll do our very best. I know, as you know, our team is trying to stay alert on what is needed, and you're a very important part of all that. So we sure appreciate you being on, and we're recording this now, and we'll have this on later in the day several times too. Thank you so much.
Yes, well, thank you. We very much appreciate the opportunity to get the word out and have people understand the things that we need to be doing.
And Kevin, if you want to make this break optional, you can just give the call letters and go right through it if that's what you want to do. I'll get out of here. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate that. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we could get Dr. Tharp and Dana to hang with us through the commercial break.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, we'll come right back and have more Party Line for you next.